A traditional Jewish story and saying goes, "Why were human beings created? Because God loves stories." Stories are part of who we are. Stories give meaning to our lives. In the reading today, the king can hear any story from anywhere in the world. But when the bard asks, "What story do you want to hear?" he says, "Tell us our story. Tell us why we are great." Last month, I spent a week in training on faith-based organizing, and I learned many, many things. But what stays with me is that stories are power. They taught us to tell our own story and to listen to the stories of others. My husband is a storyteller. In training on, you should hear some of his stories. He can weave together words that make your imagination go to flight. He always says that stories give us meaning of who we are, tell us what's important to a culture. He studies mythology, and he can tell you the myths of almost every culture. He's here today. You can ask him. He says that these ancient stories give us a glimpse into the windows of long-forgotten cultures and people. These are their hopes and their dreams. These are their fears and their joys. We can hear their laughter and their sighs in all these gifts we have in stories. When I worked as a chaplain, I would often seek to find people's source of hope and meaning so that they may connect that to their healing process. In doing this, I would often listen to people's stories, and as they told of their reality, their hopes, their fears, and told of what sustained them, it became clear what their source of truth, their source of hope, and what their source of meanings were. My role as a chaplain was to help them navigate their new realities that they found themselves in, using the guidepost of their story. There is a man that I'll never forget, a man I worked with who had a stroke that paralyzed his left side. And though he could speak, his words were slurred. It became clear that his source of hope and meaning was not family, was not friends, and not even religion, but the Cubbies. You heard me, the Chicago Cubs. The baseball team. And if anyone knows anything about the Cubs, they know that they never win. Well, they haven't won since the last century, but Cubs fans will tell you there's always next year. As he was dealing with his stroke and his left arm could not move, he struggled with the left side of his body, and I asked him, "Why do you always believe that the Cubs can win? What keeps that belief going?" And he said, "Just because the Cubs aren't winning, it doesn't mean that they aren't putting a lot of hard work in. Those guys got heart. And they keep on going year after year, every game, every season. They don't quit, and neither will I." This man was tenacious. He wouldn't quit. He put in the hard work that he had to, And as he was telling the story, I could see a light of connection in his eyes as he realized I'm like the cubs. I don't quit. I don't give up. I am going to keep on going. I am like those good old cubbies. Stories are important to who we are. And my favorite story as a kid was Whose Mouse Are You? It's a short little book, and I don't know if anyone's ever seen it. It's only a few sentences, and as I look back on it, it seems so silly that I can still to this day remember the words. Now, I could tell you about the story, but I think it would be easier just to tell it to you. Whose mouse are you? Nobody's mouse. Where is your mother? Inside a cat. Where's your father? Caught in a trap. Where's your sister? Far from home. Where's your brother? I have none. What are you going to do? Shake my mother from the cat, free my father from the trap, find my sister and bring her home, wish for a brother as I have none. Now whose mouse are you? My mother's mouse, she loves me so. My father's mouse from head to toe. My sister's mouse, she loves me too. My brother's mouse, your brother's mouse. My brother's mouse, he's brand new. My sister died as an infant when I was 5 years old. When I learned this story by heart. Our family went through that devastating loss, and it seemed like we would never get through it. During that time, my mother would read that story to me at bedtime, or when I was crying, or when I seemed oh so lost. Whose mouse are you? It's a story about family, of belonging. It's a story about connection and the importance of relationships. Perhaps that is why my theological grounding is that of relationships. Relationality is so important to me. We are connected by an interlocking web of reality. We are connected through the spirit of life, which is our ground of being. It's who we are. For me, as a child, it meant that when you're scared, when you're alone, there is a God who loves you, who believes in you. There is a spirit of life that wipes the tears from your eyes. And it's within this God that we are all connected. This is my truth. This is my belief. And what of our story here? What about Baltimore's story here in this place? These pews have seen and heard oh so many stories. Many lives have been celebrated. And this very pulpit holds the story of Channing's sermon of Unitarian Christianity. This very pulpit. Last week, the ministerial interns of the area came to visit, and we were lucky enough to have Jim Houston, our organist, tell us the story of the history of this building. And as the interns walked and looked at the walls that are around us and heard the stories of how this church came to be, they felt like they were part of their story. It might just sound silly, but each and every one of the interns stood here in the pulpit, the Channing pulpit, and they breathed in the context. And in fact, a few of them had their pictures taken. It's a new Facebook picture. Each of us, as interns, had read the Channing Sermon of Unitarian Christianity. Each of us knew its context and why it was preached and for whom it was preached. But standing in this pulpit, they became part of the story of this church and of Unitarian Universalism. History became their story. One of my favorite stories of this place is the story of the building of the parish hall. Many of you know it oh so well, and also many of you may be hearing it for the first time. It's named after Enoch Pratt because he gave the seed money to build it. The congregation raised the rest of the money through hard work, sweat, and tears, and when it was almost finished, their money ran out. They approached Mr. Pratt again and asked for the rest of the money. But he reminded them of his priorities. His priorities were giving the gift of libraries to Baltimore, and he could not spare the resources for the parish hall. But he did have a building that had just been demolished. There were many bricks left, and he offered these bricks, and the congregation finished the building, a place that would come to hold our coffee hours, our laughter, our Thanksgiving meals, and even our summer services. In 100 years, this parish hall has been us as much as this Channing pulpit. And though it's named after the Enoch Pratt, the congregation built it, and its true name is our own. The parish hall eloquently tells us the story of First Unitarian Church of Baltimore. There are so many stories of this congregation and of our denomination. One that speaks to who we are as a denomination is the story of Standing on the Side of Love campaign. The story begins on July 27, 2008, when a gunman entered Tennessee Valley Unitarian Universalist Church and killed 2 people and injured another 8. The gunman claimed that his motive was the church's stand on LGBT issues. To have one come to a church with a gun is bad enough, but to come with a motive of killing because of the message of love is repulsive. The motive and the deed were abhorrent. But instead of turning over, the response to the senseless killings was a campaign of standing on the side of love. And it began, and its role has grown to include not only working towards issues of human rights, including LGBT issues, but also immigration. Our yellow shirts, many of you have seen them. Our yellow shirts are known in many places and can be seen at rallies and protests and actions. Our banners proclaim the message of love, so much so that the story has been told that we are known as the Love People. We hear the echoes of the King to the Bard. Tell us our story. Tell us why we are great. We are a people who care for one another. We are a people who act with love for one another and for our community and for the world. It's who we are. It's our story. Go now and live out your story. Live out our story in community. Blessed be. Thank you.